On Wednesday, Governor Tomlin vetoed the budget plan approved by lawmakers on June 2nd. That plan relied on more than $180 million from the state's rainy day fund to help close a $272 million budget gap for the upcoming fiscal year. In his veto message, Tomlin called the plan, quote, irresponsible, saying it set the state up for even larger revenue shortfalls in 2018 and 2019. Tomlin and members of the Senate reportedly have agreed to the passage of a 65-cent increase on the state cigarette tax as a way to generate new revenues. In a press release Wednesday, Tomlin said he, quote, strongly urged members of the House to adopt the plan. Lawmakers were scheduled to return to Charleston Sunday, but will come back to town a day earlier. No final schedule for Saturday's session has been released. It would take a two-thirds vote of both chambers to override the governor's budget veto. Neither chamber was able to approve the original budget plan with two-thirds of the vote. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Ashton Mara. At the State House.